This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Health. Isn't that what everybody wants? You're invited to set your expectations high. If you want better energy, mental clarity, optimal physical function, and the absence of disease, if that's what you want, well, then you've come to the right place. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of encouraging you to become your own best doctor most of the time. And I invite you to help me help you. If you have a health-related question about yourself, please call into the show on our toll-free number. Or if you have a question you want to ask on behalf of somebody else in your life that's got some health challenge, quagmire, issue, dilemma, I'm here for them as well. Our toll-free number into the show as we open up the phone lines for health-related questions or health-related comments. Our number into the studio, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. That's toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-553-7262. 55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. Free help for your good health is just a phone call away. If you've got a health question, I'll do my very best to get you a health-related answer. 888-553-7262 is our phone number into the studio, and we're waiting for your phone call right now. And coming up this hour, we're going to have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, the Health Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to tell you about today. And get this, the top 10 dirtiest places you touch every day. And it could surprise you. In fact, this may very well surprise you when you hear this. And then we'll finish off the hour with the Health Mystery of the Week. But we begin this hour with a topic that you might not think about very often unless it's happening to you. And it has to do with loneliness. Loneliness is deadlier than smoking cigarettes. Did you know that? It's true. Loneliness can be more deadly than a person smoking about a pack of cigarettes a day. According to the U.S. Surgeon General, that's what the U.S. Surgeon General is saying and claiming about the subject and the emotion of loneliness. And it's more dangerous, he also says, besides smoking nearly a pack of cigarettes, it's almost as dangerous or more dangerous than obesity and physical inactivity. Wow. Dr. Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General of the United States, this last week joined a UN commission on social connection, which is aimed at tackling isolation globally and the higher rates of stroke, higher rates of anxiety, higher rates of dementia, depression, and suicide that loneliness perpetuates and can increase the risk of. Levels of loneliness have been rising for years, but got much, much worse amid the unnecessary and ill-advised pandemic lockdowns. Do you guys remember that when we were all locked down, you know, 2 weeks to shelter in and then lockdown after lockdown, school lockdowns, none of which worked at all? And the truth on that, and the information is finally getting out, that our government, in conjunction with recommendations from the CDC and the FDA and the medical profession, going along with these arcane lockdowns, they were all for naught. They didn't work. In fact, a recent study compared the openness and the optional, whether you wanted to go in or out in Sweden, the country of Sweden, trying to see if there was a comparison with other countries that were in the severe lockdown stages, such as the United States. And sure enough, there was no difference in societies that had no lockdown, Sweden, versus the United States, which we had lockdowns. No difference whatsoever. So, again, bad advice, misinformation, disinformation, it just doesn't work. And this is all perpetuated by the Centers for Disease Control, the AMA, the American Medical Association, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Fauci, and all the other minions who were involved in the perpetuation of a ill-advised and completely unnecessary measure in locking down our nation. The damage can't even be measured. I mean, it's going to be going on for decades. The damage to people and businesses and health in general. Americans spent about 20 minutes a day, getting back to the loneliness topic, about 20 minutes a day in person with friends in 2020, down from an hour each day about two decades earlier. Now, this Dr. Murthy, who's the U.S. Surgeon General, who is comparing loneliness to being worse and more deadly than smoking and obesity and sedentary lifestyle, Dr. Murthy, who will chair the World Health Organization's 11-member panel, said social isolation has profound health and societal consequences, including a 30% higher chance of suffering from heart disease. Yet, the World Health Organization, if I recall, pushed for lockdowns. Remember that? It's important to not forget this, because if you forget it, it may recur again. Quoting Dr. Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, he says, and I quote, "We have an obligation to make the same investments in rebuilding our social fabric of society that we have made in addressing our other global health concerns such as tobacco use, obesity, and the addiction crisis." Interesting. Tobacco. Interesting you bring up tobacco there. You remember decades ago when the medical profession refused to recognize the dangers of smoking? It's true. Go back and look at the history of that. They finally woke up. That was after the American Medical Association sold their stock in big tobacco firms. So, yeah, they were heavily invested in tobacco. No wonder they didn't recommend people, even though there was plenty of evidence that was there for plenty of time for them to go, you know what, tobacco is dangerous and it can cause cancer. They didn't do that. And finally, over time, the pressure came to bear on the American Medical Association. They finally sold their stock. And doctors, amazingly, started recommending people stop smoking. Yes. If you know your history, you understand the hypocrisy of the whole medical industrial complex, how it works, and the history of how we got here, and how outrageous it is. I'm a student of that hypocrisy, and I'm old enough to understand where it comes from and why it happens, mostly driven by dollars. Follow the money trail. Now, in an advisory, this Dr. Murthy, who's the U.S. Surgeon General of the United States, urged Americans to engage more with friends, relatives, and colleagues, and spend less time online, staring at their smartphones, or glued to social media, or watching the boob tube. Being socially disconnected is as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. It's also worse than being obese or not exercising. So I agree with Dr. Murthy in that regard. We do need to become more social. We need to get our family together and spend more time with them, for sure, because loneliness is a deadly proposition. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today. And if you want to join us here on the program with a question about your own health or somebody else's health or have a health-related question, or comment, you can call into our toll-free number right now. We're going to go to phone calls and questions after we do the health alternative of the week, which is coming up very shortly. Our number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 is the phone number into the show, or 1-888-55 Dr. Bob. It's time now for this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. The Health Alternative of the Week, Alex. And later, by the way, we're going to get to the top 10 dirtiest places you touch every day, which kind of will back into the Health Alternative of the Week. There it is. I knew it was coming and just didn't know when. All right, this week's Health Alternative of the Week is Zum, Z-U-M, hand and bar soap with sea salt by Indigo Wild. You can find the Zum, spelled Z-U-M, hand and bar soap and sea salt in all natural grocery stores nationwide. Now, when we get to the segment of the 10 dirtiest places you touch every day that may very well surprise you, you'll think about this week's Health Alternative of the Week, so you might want to write it down. The 10 dirtiest places you touch every day might make you sick, and those that do get sick might only experience mild symptoms. But there is something that you can use that's safe, that doesn't have any petrochemicals in it, so that you can safely and frequently wash your hands if you so choose. It's called Zum. Or Zum hand and bar soap with sea salt. It's one of my favorites to use. It's a naturally disinfectant soap and hand lotion and bar soap used historically when modern medicine had not evolved, as well as unhygienic conditions such as the war and migration. They used sea salt as a antiseptic. Now, bar soap is just as sanitary as liquid soap. Studies show that bar soap is unlikely to transfer bacteria and is equally as effective at preventing disease. So as you touch other people, surfaces, and objects throughout the day, you will accumulate germs on your hand. It's just an environment. And you can infect yourself with these germs by touching your eyes, touching your hands to your eyes, your mouth. You should, as a parent, teach your children about this so they get this early and often. According to Mayo Clinic, it's impossible to keep your hands germ-free. However, washing your hands frequently can help limit the transfer of bacteria and viruses, and is one of the very best ways, hygienically, to avoid getting sick and spreading illness. So washing your hands vigorously for about 20 seconds, where you scrub the surfaces, including the backs of your hands, wrists, between your fingers, and under your fingernails, can help a lot. And help children stay healthy by encouraging them to wash their hands for as long as you can sing Happy Birthday, the song, two times. Now, I know kids, they just like to run their hands underneath there and they're gone. They want to go out and play and they want to go out and have fun. But tell them they got to wash their hands twice singing Happy Birthday. That'll be the amount of time that they need to wash their hands. And as always, wash your hands before and after you eat and around food, and or you're caring for people who are sick or treating wounds or cleaning surfaces that frequently are touched by others, like door handles, gas pumps, shopping carts, all of that, blow your nose, no. Or you cough or sneeze, yeah, it happens. Using the toilet, changing the diaper, there's a lot of ways that we can become infected. A simple way to stay healthy and to stay away from or have these germs get eradicated is hand washing with Zum, Z-U-M, or Zum, Z-U-M, hand and body soap with sea salt. It's very unique, by a company by the name of Indigo Wild. They're the makers of Zum hand and bar soap with sea salt. And you can find it at all natural grocery stores nationwide. And if you don't have a natural grocery store near you, you can go online at naturalgrocers.com and look for Zum, Z-U-M, hand and bar soap with sea salt by Indigo Wild, the company. This week's health alternative of the week. All right, let's get to your phone calls and open line questions now. First up, we say hello to Dennis. Dennis is calling in from the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dennis, hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes. And I'm going to ask you, how old are you?
I will be 70 years young next year.
Okay, I'm going to be 72 coming up in December.
All right.
You were talking about the old swine flu shot and then the COVID shot, and I had COVID twice. I had the swine flu shot, and I got paralyzed.
My sister did, too. My sister, who at the time was living in Iowa, she was convinced by her medical doctor to take the swine flu shot, and she developed Guillain-Barré's disease. She was paralyzed.
Exactly.
It took her years to get over. It was tragic, and she should have never had that shot, as many other people also, like yourself, suffered. I'm sorry to hear that.
I was 6 months in the hospital and another year before I got back to work, but I worked myself up into where I was feeling good, but I was always tired when I get done with work. But now, I don't know. I'm thinking about doing some of that NOMI and my legs get tired down in the lower legs, and I used to get cramps in my toes and stuff, and I don't know if Guillain-Barré, if you got any insight. Well, you apparently do because your sister had it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I helped nurse her back to health, Dennis, with that.
Yep.
After, and I was in college at the time when she, unfortunately, in an ill-advised manner, of course, you know, when you have a little brother that's going through college, you're not going to listen to him. You're going to listen to your doctor, so that's how it worked. But in your case, what I would suggest you do, Dennis, with what's going on with you right now, is I would suggest you have somebody do a vitamin D test on your blood. It's called 25-hydroxyvitamin D. And that level that you're looking for, write this down, in your bloodstream when the test comes back, you're looking for a level between 50 and 70. 50 and 70 nanograms of vitamin D in your bloodstream is where you want to be. And to get there, you'll have to just, you know, increase your levels of vitamin D3 supplementally. And that'll help bolster your immune system. It'll help bolster your circulation, your heart health. It's just so important, and I find this is like universal in people who are suffering with or suffering from chronic overlay of flu. The other things that I would suggest that you think about doing is taking more quercetin, which is a form of vitamin C, quercetin. These are all available in health food stores, and zinc. Those are the basic ones you need to lock in on. But I suggest on the vitamin D because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, because you may need larger doses of it. You get tested, blood tested, and then appropriately adjust the level of dosage based on your numbers, and then go back and get it tested again to lock in where you need to be. So vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, the minimum that you should be doing, that will help. And anybody who has a chronic overlay of these kinds of things also benefit through other herbs, other botanicals like oregano and elderberry and another one called Andrographis. And a good company for that is Terry Naturally Vitamins, Andrographis EP80. All right, thanks for your phone call. Good health to you, Dennis. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, It's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Everybody's gone. Mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
Welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. And if you want to call into the program to try to get on the air to ask a question about your health within the next half hour, that's all we have left in this show today. You may call our toll-free number nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262. It is now time for this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. Oh, come on.
It's time for the Health Outrage, because it's nothing but...
It is outrageous. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. New Jersey sued for secretly harvesting blood from newborns without the consent of parents. The Institute for Justice has filed a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey, where we are broadcasting into right now, one of our affiliates. We have more than one affiliate in the state of New Jersey, but we broadcast into the state of New Jersey. They're being sued, allegedly, that a secret government program is allowing for the harvesting and saving of newborn blood without the knowledge or consent of the baby's parents. Whenever a child is born in New Jersey, the state government can collect and use DNA from the blood samples for any reason without informed consent from parents. according to the Institute for Justice. The case charges that state law in New Jersey currently requires that whenever a baby is born, its blood must be collected and tested for various diseases, a policy similar to what other states require. However, after the testing is over, New Jersey's Department of Health keeps the leftover blood for 23 years. That's what the Institute for Justice is warning about, what differentiates New Jersey's newborn blood testing policies from those of other states. The state does not ask parents for their consent to keep their baby's blood, failing to even inform the parents that it would load on to the residual blood. The only way parents could learn about such retention is by proactively looking it up on one of the third-party websites listed on the bottom of the card they're given after the blood draw. And according to the Institute of Justice, the state of New Jersey can do pretty much anything it wants with newborn blood for 23 long years. This includes selling it to third parties, giving it to law enforcement without a warrant, or even selling it to the Pentagon to create a registry, as previously happened in Texas. That's what the Institute for Justice, the legal team, is saying. And what the Institute of Justice wants to see changed in New Jersey's right to informed consent policies, which currently exclude a child's parents from or as part of the equation. Medical workers proceed to collect, save, and do who knows what with the baby's blood for several decades under the cover of darkness. New Jersey's policy of storing baby blood and DNA and using that genetic information, however, it wants is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment rights of all New Jersey parents and their newborns. What makes New Jersey's program so uniquely disturbing and, I might add, outrageous, ladies and gentlemen, is the complete lack of safeguards for future abuse and the lack of consent which leave the program ripe for abuse. And that is why it qualified as the health outrage of the week. That was provided, by the way, by naturalnews.com, and we appreciate that. All right, let's get back to work with your phone calls and your questions. Next up, we say hello to Mary. Mary, welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. How may I help you? Whoops, let's go. Go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling about OCD. I have a granddaughter that has it. She is a college student, and I think it's getting worse. I mean, she's just very fussy about every single thing. She doesn't even want to walk around you.
Okay. Let me ask you. There's different kinds of obsessive-compulsive disorder. And it can be from people that wash their hands frequently, to hoarders, to doubters, to checkers, to counters, to arrangers. I mean, it's all these OCDs, all these different categories. And, you know, I am of the belief, because I've treated OCD, numbers of OCD patients, and it's complicated because it's psychological. I'm a big believer in cognitive behavioral therapy. You might want to write that down, look into it for her, or encourage her to look into it. Cognitive behavioral therapy, one of the leading therapeutic techniques to treat OCD is cognitive behavioral therapy. And you got to get to the person's anxiety, because it's anxiety and fear that drives OCD. Now, I will tell you this. I have had some great results by using mega doses of lecithin. And this is available in health food stores. You can get it in granules. You can get it in liquid. And I have used on people who have had, and we don't know exactly why it works other than we know that lecithin has the ability to change certain chemistries in the brain without harming the brain, and it also helps to detoxify the body. There could be something involved with that, but I have given upwards of 8 to 10 grams of lecithin per day to people with OCD, and it has made them greatly better. If we can get them also to clean up their diets, get them on a healthier diet. A lot of college students, you know, they're eating nothing but ramen food and fast food, which is the worst thing they can do. And they're getting all this monosodium glutamate, which really causes their brain chemistry to go wild. It's an excitotoxin, neurotransmitters. It messes those up, so it adds to it. And if you can get these people with OCD exercising, get them outside walking and in back in nature, and away from the screens that they're holding. They never let go of their cell phones. It's always in their hand. They're always in front of a computer. You know, and this just adds to the problem. If you can get them get them to do a meditation course or some biofeedback or some Pilates or some yoga, that will fix them up. I'm telling you, that's part of the problem, Mary. If you can get her to look at these things I just laid out, and she engages, she will get better if she's like most of the people that I know that have had OCD. And they come in different sizes, shapes, and degrees. Appreciate you calling on her behalf, Mary. Very nice of you to do so. All right, we're coming right back. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you, and let's get right to this week's installment of the Product Recall of the Week. The Product Recall of the Week. Well, the FDA recalls another 27 eye drop products. U.S. Food and Drug Administration recalled another batch of eye drops just weeks after it warned consumers about over two dozen eye drop products. The users of these eye drops, which are meant to be sterile, had a potential risk of eye infections and related harm. The FDA is advising any consumer who has these products to stop using them. People may have signs and symptoms of eye infection after using these products, should talk to their health care provider and seek out medical care immediately. The FDA also recommends consumers properly discard these products. Now, you might ask, well, what are they? Well, CVS Health, they're one of their lubricant drops recalled, and there's a bunch of them. I won't name all of them. I'll just give you the highlights of it. CVS also multi-action relief drops being recalled, and a whole long list of those. Leader Cardinal Health, their eye irritation eye drops recalled, their dry eye relief eye drops recalled, and their lubricant eye drops recalled. Rugby Harbor Drug Group have a lubricating drop being recalled, as well as their lubricating tear eye drops. You've got Rite Aid, one of their lubricating drops, and Target, Up and Up Dry Eye Relief, and Up High Performance Lubricating Eye Drops. All of them being recalled. Velocity Pharma, Walmart, anywhere I think there's eye drops, they're all being recalled. And it would be your wise decision not to use them unless you check with your eye doctor. And the good news is it doesn't include Wise Choice Medicine's Can-See eye drops. They're not on the list. They're not on the list, so not to worry about that. We move right from the product recall to the top 10 dirtiest places you touch every day, which very well may surprise you. The laundry. Several viruses, including rotavirus, have been showing up to survive the wash cycle during laundry on high heats that can and hopefully can kill these. So, though laundry is meant to remove dirt and contaminants from clothes, researchers published the Applied and Environmental Microbiology showed several viruses can survive the spin cycle. And that doesn't mean stop doing laundry. It just means get the temperatures right within that unit that you have. Make sure they're hot enough. Shopping carts, another place where you can develop these infections and hard places to touch. Shopping carts. University of Arizona found that shopping carts are covered with bacteria, more so than even a toilet seat, grossly enough. That's number 9. Number 8 on the list, birthday cakes. Believe it or not, blowing out a birthday cake candle can spread over 1,000 types of bacteria. As much as I hate to report that. Number 7 on the list of top 10 dirtiest places you may not have considered, office coffee cups. Number 6, stove knobs, because of all the grease flying on there and never getting clean enough. Number 5 on the list, pet toys. 23% of pet toys were found to harbor potentially dangerous staph bacteria. Number 4, faucet handles. You know how you can't wash your hands before turning on a sink. Yep. Number 3, toothbrush holder. That's a big place of germs. Number 2 on the list of top 10 dirtiest places you touch every day, may surprise you, cell phone. We pick up our cell phones nearly 100 times a day, but they harbor 10 times more bacteria than, you got it, toilet seats. They do, that according to the research. And the number 1 dirtiest place on the top 10's Places you touch every day may surprise you. Dish sponges and dish rags. The germiest item in your household is, ironically, the item used to keep things clean. That's right, sponges and dish rags. In the study, 77% harbored chloroform bacteria and another 86% contained yeast and mold. Even scarier, 18% of these dish sponges and rags contain staph bacteria. Well, here's a cleaning tip. Microwave your wet sponges once a day for 2 minutes at least and replace them at least once every 2 weeks. If you use rags, toss them in the hot washing cycle every 2 days at least. And that will be how you can reduce your risk of becoming contaminated with one of the most, well, one of those germiest items in your entire home. The dish sponge and the dish rag, which is just the opposite of what you think. Well, you think, well, you wring it out, you put it under the water. No, no, no. Not so much. They tried that, and it just wasn't happening. So you got to really zap them. Finally, we find something good for the microwave. Killing germs. As in zapping them. Just don't stand near it because all microwave ovens leak. And if you don't believe me, put your cell phone in there and then call it with another phone. And you'll hear it ringing inside the microwave. Don't turn the microwave on, by the way. Just call your phone from another phone. Put it in the microwave. You'll see that it rings, which means that, you know, stuff's going in and out of there. And if you stand close to it, you're getting nailed by it. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
This is my fight song. Take back
today. We thank you so very much for tuning in to the program, the Dr. Bob Martin Show, that is. And if you like what you hear, by all means, tell other people about the show so they can take advantage of all the healthy things we talk about. They'll thank you for it. Just write down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now, the frequency on the dial, whether it's an AM or FM station, time of the day, and just pass that on to as many people as you can and let them get healthy through gaining knowledge and information. All right, it's time now for the health mystery of the week. The health mystery of the week. How music heals us, even when it's sad. New study of music therapy tries to unlock the mystery. There is a renewed fascination with the memory-stimulating and healing powers of music. This resurgence can primarily be attributed to recent breakthroughs in neuroscientific research, which has substantiated music's therapeutic properties such as emotional regulation and brain re-engagement. This has led to a growing integration of music therapy with conventional mental health treatments. Such musical intervention have already been shown to help people with cancer, chronic pain, and even depression, the debilitating consequences of stress, such as elevated blood pressure and muscle tension, can also be alleviated through the power and the mystery of music therapy. Music's ancient origins predate aspect of language and rational thinking. Its roots can be traced back to the Paleolithic era, more than 10,000 years ago, when early humans used it for communication and emotional expression. Archaeological finds include ancient bone flutes and percussion instruments made from bones and stones, as well as markings noting the most acoustically resonant place within a cave, and even paintings depicting musical gatherings. Fast forward to the 18th and 19th century. Early investigations into human nervous system paralleled the emergence of music therapy as a field of study. Pioneers such as American physician Benjamin Rush, a signatory on the U.S. Declaration of Independence in 1776, recognized the therapeutic potential of music to improve mental health. We continue to this day to recognize the mystery of music and its ability to heal us. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling blue, when you don't feel well, find a song, find a favorite song, a past song, past music, something that you can listen to make you or help you to feel better. Give it time. We don't know why exactly it works, but it does. And that's all that matters. And that's why it qualified as the health mystery of the week. Music heals us. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.